Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we have made our way back to a dark horse. It's been a while since we've had a dark horse brand. We actually had to go back and look because Sheree wasn't sure if we had had
I legitimately swore we had this, but I now realize I was thinking of the Apothic White. That's because they look like very similar. Yes.
Like our first one.
Okay, I have a good memory. All right, fine. But I did remember that the bottles look very similar. That's the reason why I remembered.
Yes. You said I'm not going to like this.
Let's see. It's a Sauvignon Blanc, but...
It's a fruitier one. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. It says, so its tasting notes are that it is light, bright, and refreshingly crisp. It has notes of grapefruit, zesty lime, and green characteristics that are prized in New Zealand-style Sauvignon Blanc. It complements tilapia, salads, or classic green seasonings like parsley and basil.
That's very oddly specific.
It is.
Like what?
I also want to point out that we were in the store via FaceTime together, and we put back a wine because it was not 13.5, but then we did not look at this one, and it's only 13.
What?
Hold on. It's, it's only 13.
Well, it's okay. I mean,
it can't be Sasha and Sheree approved for alcohol count. It's not that bad.
I mean, it's 13, so I mean, it'll take you.
It's definitely slightly drier, but it's still fruity. Like
I was gonna say, I taste the fruitiness. That's what I was gonna say.
The bottle says refreshing, crisp, and citrus.
Yeah, all that. I like it. I mean, I'm a fan. I can drink it. I think I like Dark Horse. So, I like 19 Crimes. Sure, that's what it is. It's refreshing. It's a summer drink. But I think all whites are summer drinks.
Yeah. No, I feel like, it's drinkable.
I think all wine is drinkable.
That's the best, though. We've had wines that have not been drinkable.
You're right. There we go. It's drinkable.
Like, even you power through some of the ones that we've had. So,
Yeah. You're right.
I don't have to power through this one, so it's fine. But we're excited because today we have our fourth person of our Wine Night crew, which means everyone from Wine Night has been on the show. We're so excited that she's here. If you have seen pictures of Sheree and I with our hair done, it is all thanks to this beautiful woman. So one of our besties in our Wine Night ladies is here, Alisa, and that is the only time I'm going to call her that because we don't call her that at all. So welcome.
Thank you, ladies.
She is actually at her shop right now, and she busted her ass working all day today. So she is amazing with hair. Mm-hmm.
Anything you want, she got it.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
It's a Cosmo Crush on Instagram. We will shout her out, so make sure you follow her. But we have Lisa on the show today because out of all of our friends, we thought she would be the perfect one to talk about how to deal with conflict amongst friends.
Even though she believes that she is the worst person to talk about it. And so, we'll get into it. We will. So we were just like, no, this is perfect.
So I was thinking about this earlier today, and I was like, out of the group, I think you and I have probably had the most conflict. And I don't think you've had any with Sheree.
I will say that is accurate. I think you and I definitely have had the most.
Yeah, you did. Look, that is hands down.
And Sheree, I hope we never have to.
I think that me and you have similar views, and I understand where people come from. So I'm I got you. Y'all bump heads because y'all have to see the point of view part.
I think every time Lisa has been mad at me, I've been oblivious to it.
Yes.
And we're just like, oh no.
That is the reason why it's so important to have the conversation, because there's always one person who is completely oblivious.
And that's me every time.
And I wouldn't be a friend. I wouldn't do our friendship any justice if I didn't say, hey, friend, listen, here's the deal. I kind of make you see sometimes, you know. Where
you do, actually. I think, yeah, you've definitely made me think about how I do things more in an effort not to offend my friends. I'm very used to just doing things. Whenever
on your own,
whenever
on
I want to do
your own way.
Yeah. I blame me being the only child. I don't really have to. I never had to share with anybody. I didn't have to like seek consensus on stuff or anything like that. So that's kind of where I get that from. And I have like a really small circle of friends. For the longest time, all of my friends were male friends, and guys don't fight about anything.
Yeah. Guys can fight and then be best friends the next day.
I don't even think they fight. They conduct their friendships so differently.
So differently.
Mm-hmm. And my husband says all the time, like, women and their friends and arguments, like, y'all just have too much drama. And I'm like, no, we don't. But then when it's I think about it, like, I can't recall, like, one time where he said anything, you know, aggressively, or, you know, that he was mad at one of his friends. Like, it just doesn't happen with guys. Just
I was getting ready to say no. For Brandon, and maybe like I said, I tell y'all all the time that my husband is the S word that I can't say, sensitive. You know, he's sensitive. It's a curse word in my house. So Lisa, you can't call him sensitive, but he's sensitive. But he has gotten mad at his friends and had like conflicts where he's been like, I have to say something. And I'm like, okay, well,
I've asked Richard, like, have you ever gone into an argument with your friends? And he was like, why would I?
Yeah.
He was like, why would we?
Yeah,
it's very few. For Brandon, it's been very few and far between, but like, it's very few and far between. But there's like only, like, I can recall maybe two times. And like, out of 12 years, goddamn. Like, shit.
Like, Lisa's husband, my husband were roommates in college. And even living together, they argued about nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Nothing seriously. I mean, they call each other stupid all day long.
Oh, they'll get into like their little
they argue about sports.
They debate.
Yeah.
Men debate more than they like. Yeah, men debate, I think, more than women. So that's the thing. When we sit here and think about conflict, like, that's the biggest thing. You think, oh, in a circle of friends, girls can, you know, a lot of people say, I just don't get along with girls, or I just can't get along with X, Y, Z. Yeah, Sasha says these things, and then,
right, but
you know,
you have us who,
like, I know,
but I didn't used to have female friends though.
I have a good core group of female friends. I had a group of male friends. I've been the only female in a male group. I've been the female that, like, I don't know. It's just, I, like you said, Sasha, me and Lisa have like the biggest circles of like people.
So many groups of friends. I mean,
but that brings up so many conflicts.
So then let me ask you this, because you do have like a whole group of friend circles, and like your groups are like big groups of friend circles too. It's not even like one or two people. You have like six or seven in a group or something like that. How do you think that the way you've handled conflict with your friends has changed as you've gotten older?
Oh, absolutely. 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 I do think now, as you know, as a good and grown adult, as I like to say, I do put a lot more thought into it. I like to kind of take myself outside of the situation before I react. Of course, when you're, you know, in high school and in your early 20s, it's all about like reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now,
like, how dare you?
So there are so many things that I think about when in conflict with a friend, right? So the biggest thing that I think about is, what does this friendship mean to me? Like, what is the value of this friendship? Is there any value?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I kind of proceed, because if the answer to any of those are no, like, then
it's not even worth the feelings.
I may not proceed at all. And that just may be it. But if the person outside of the situation, if the person means something to me, then it's worth having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, if I value this person and I value our friendship, then that will kind of help me determine how we're going to how we're going to solve this, because we're not going to not be friends. No. But also, you know, no. But also, hey.
But that's a big decision. But I'm going to tell you that that is the big decision that I think, like, a lot of people don't want to make, which is, okay, like, similarly to a marriage, your friendships are just, like, on that same level in certain times. Like my friendships are that level where it's, like, I could be real, real mad at you, but, I mean, we're not going to not be friends, so how do we get through this?
I mean, there have been times where Lisa was mad at me and was like, I'm just not going to go to wine night.
And we were just like, what? And we were like, no.
You're going
to. We were like, so what's not going to happen is that. I don't care if we get ready to have this. Like, okay, how many bottles do we need to pour? Whatever, like, things we need to do.
I'm going to come. I may not speak to you initially, but I'm going to come. And we're going to talk about it at some point.
But it's just, but like you said, and I think that's a really important thing, is that you place a value on the friendship, on the...
It's important. I think it helps to kind of wean out, like, okay, are we friends, you know, just because we have history, or are we, like, legitimate, like, friends? Do we have a bond? Do we have a value? If you just somebody that you just, you know, cool with, casual acquaintance, and we get into a big disagreement, I have to ask myself, like, is it worth continuing this friendship? Is it worth having a conversation? Or should I just speak my piece
and be done?
And be done with it. If
but history.
Because that's, so do you think, do you find it easier as you gotten older than to have those conversations? Because I'm the type of person who's very much like, I will pretend like, no, I'm fine. Like, I don't like talking.
So you don't like to have the conversation, Sasha?
I will rather, like, say I'm sorry, and then we don't have to talk about it at all.
So I think for me, that's the thing that would bother me, because, like, are you just saying sorry because you don't want to have the hard conversation? Or, you know, like,
I'm saying sorry because I don't want you to be mad. I understand I upset you, and then we're not going to talk about it anymore.
You're upset. I'm going to apologize. Let's just move it.
I'm at the point where if you're going to offer an apology, I want it to be a sincere apology. I want you to understand why you're even saying sorry. You know, because if you're just like, oh, well, sorry, but you have no clue, or you really don't understand, and you don't realize why you're saying sorry, then what are you saying sorry for? It's just an empty.
Or more so, how are you going to know to not piss this situation come back up again? It's unless you know. Exactly. I think that, Sasha, I think we've talked in past episodes about the apology languages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That goes into it. It's like the apology love language.
Like it's the reconcile, or like the recognition, or
what is it? Not resentment, but restitution or something. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to do this. All these, I've been doing this with, like, I did this with clients. This is where we've been on with communication. So it's like on my mind, but that's exactly what you're talking about. I know I'm a person who I'm like, I don't want you to just say I'm sorry because I do want you to at least know why. Now, knowing why doesn't mean you understand. See, that's the difference for me. You might not ever understand. And I don't believe that I need to come to an eye to eye where it's like, oh, I completely see it. I live my life I see it from your side, because that's what I do, as well as that's always been who I am. But, like, for me and Brandon, he will not understand most of why I'm upset. He won't understand, but he knows that at the very least he'll get, like, I have to break it down to, okay, fine. You're not going to see it my way, and that's fine. But do you at least see that I'm upset? You got some gist of what's going on and happen later.
Your conflicts between your relationship is so much different than with your friends.
Relationships, like with our husbands, and arguments with our friends are totally different. You know, because essentially at the end of the day, we could stop being friends with a friend, but I mean, we ain't getting divorced no time soon. So
you ain't getting divorced tomorrow. I mean, you might get divorced, but like
we go about those. Are totally, you know, the way we attack those are different. But, you know, friendship is a choice. Like, I think so, you know, the way that we choose to attack the situation as a friend is totally different from how we would handle the situation in our marriages. So
very true.
I just was like you to say, you said choice, and that is the biggest thing that
it is.
Choice, and you know,
it has to be on both sides too, because we've talked about this before, where like, you know, I've told y'all about instances with friends that I've had where I felt a certain way and expressed that to said friend at the time, and it was just like shot down, essentially.
They were like, no, we get it. Well,
essentially, sorry you feel that way, and that was it. And then it was kind of like, okay, and now that person and I aren't really friends anymore, because kind of was like, they essentially shitted on my feelings. They was like, well, that seems just like a you problem and not a us problem. So
and that doesn't seem like that friend was choosing you as a friend.
Yeah,
like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it has to be problem. I think that has to be. Go ahead.
If we're in a situation and we're in an argument, then, you know, we both have to want to resolve it. Like, I mean, whether it's me and Sasha, I'm just going to use you for an example.
It's okay.
Me trying to get you to understand, or you saying, hey, I'm sorry. I don't want to make you mad. Either way, we're both choosing each other in that moment, you know? So that's important.
Yeah, and I think that you actually said the thing, like, I think of the friends that I have, I can't say lost, because I say all changed, because a lot of my friendships have changed over the years, not exactly all from conflict. Like, the history thing is a big one, because as I've told y'all, I've had these same, like, I've had core friends since, like, Sandbox, you know, all the way up. I don't add a lot of friends, so my friends that I add have been forever. So I've had friends that I've known since elementary, middle, you know, elementary and younger. And it's like, as we got older, we were like the best of friends, college and life came, and then we just grew apart. And like having those conversations, those hard conversations where it's like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I was like, we just grew apart. Like, I have no ill feelings. Like history is a very big reason why a lot of people don't want to like say anything. Like, history will make you stop and just be like, it's okay, we're just gonna like be halfway, we're just gonna ignore it, because it's fine.
That, and that's what I had to realize with some friends that, you know, I eventually over time, you know, just lost communication with or stopped being friends with, because it was uncomfortable, you know, and growing pains, they're supposed to be uncomfortable, but you know, those random awkward interactions, like, I haven't seen you or talked to you for 5 years, and then we get together, it's like, oh, what's happened, you know, let's hang out, and then it's just like
well, because I think, like, you know, people are in your life for seasons, right? They serve a purpose, and then your relationship might change. And I think part of that is the way that you have conflict with your friends. Like you said, if you think about your friend and whether or not they are important to you or what kind of relationship you have, it might just be that, you know, you don't want to have that deeper type of relationship with anymore. That season of y'all friendship has passed. And so you're not going to be as invested in trying to fix something that might come up or a problem y'all might be having if you've decided, you know what, we're just not going to be that close anymore. Like, we're not on the same page anymore.
And honestly, I think that's okay. I think it is okay for, you know, friendships to change. I think, you know, it's okay for, you know, a friend not to fit that season of your life and vice versa. And sometimes it's, you know, the juice ain't worth the squeeze. You know, I'm not going to, and that's with a lot of different situations, but we'll just keep it with with friends for now. But, you know, sometimes it's like, what am I fighting for? Like, I'm not going to keep fighting to be a friend to somebody who doesn't want to be a friend or who isn't showing me the same. And that just
goes, it's reciprocity.
Right. And that just goes back to, you know, each person choosing each other in that moment. Because if I'm fighting for you and I'm fighting for the friendship, or I'm always reaching out or whatever, and I get nothing back from you or very little, I'm
so
good.
Let me ask you then, what do you do in that situation? Because I think, you know, especially as we get older, and I think you and I have talked about this, like, we've definitely seen our circles grow smaller, grow tighter, grow closer, and maybe you value this person, but they're just not there with you. Like, they're not feeling it anymore. And, you know, it really hurts you that they're not trying to fix whatever's going on, or they're not seeing, you know.
And honestly, I've kind of had that happen where I lost a friend and I really didn't know why. And it kind of sucked, you know, because you it just kind of happened, but you know, life goes on. I mean, and that's not to say that I don't still care about this friend or, you know, ex or whatever. It's not to say that I would wish anything bad on her or, you know, even if I hear something about her, I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good. I mean, I may never speak to her again, but, you know, and it does suck, but it does happen. And so you just, you know, it's, I would be lying if I said it's an easy thing to deal with when you lose a friend, because it's not, because that person has been in your life for whatever season, however many seasons. And so, you know, it's not easy, but it does happen and you just got to deal.
That's exactly like. It.
Whatever that looked like.
No, and I mean, I think that you made a very good point. It's like, it sucks, but it like, you have to come to a place where you're like, you know what? What's for me is for me. And I think that's my philosophy. It's like, what's for me and who's for me? So at the end of the day, I have friends who like I talk to maybe every once in a while, literally like we might hit each other up like to say, hey, this is just a check-in, you know, just thought about you. I have friends that I've known forever that when I talk to them, it could be 6 months go by and they'll be like, you know what? I thought about you. How you doing? It's like nothing ever changed. And then there's some people who I can talk to or like I could talk to every couple of months or every comment on Facebook or everything like that. And then we talk on the phone and it's just like, hey, wow, that's so great. It's awkward as hell. So
I think that people kind of, as situations change and as friendships change, you kind of find your rhythm, because you could have a homegirl that y'all were thick as thieves in high school. I mean, you know, you never went anywhere without each other. And now here we are in our 30s and that homegirl is reduced to a Facebook homegirl. Like every single picture, I'm going to love the pictures of your son. I'm going to, you know, ask about your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me because it's going to be weird. Like, what do we got? What do we have?
All right.
You know, online, and let's keep it that way.
Yeah, like I have friends who, like, when we see each other, whenever we see each other, we kind of all of us, like, it's a group of us where I'm like, oh shoot, it's been a while. Like, all of us know it's been a while. It's not like we don't know it's been a while, but we're like, damn, it's been a while. Let's like, you know, let's get together for brunch or whatever. And we'll do that. And then we may talk about like, let's getting together and doing something that we may do it maybe once or twice more. And then it's kind of like, all right, well, that was nice while it lasted. And then we move on.
I've always said though, that like in our friend group, we've definitely been intentional about our friendships though. Like,
I think I was laughing the other day because we do argue so much. I'm like, we are really all like sisters because we argue and then we'll just talk the next day. Like, okay, so what are we doing?
Girl.
Like nothing
has
happened.
Yes.
I do think it's because we have, like you said, Sasha, been so intentional about getting together. I mean, we have been together once a month, but at least minimum once a month, every month for 3 years straight.
Going on four.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. Hey, y'all, I can't come. And y'all said, okay.
Well, we'll be rescheduling this.
Exactly. So, you know, like, especially because, like, you know, my friendship with you and my friendship with Candace and even my friendship with Sheree, it wasn't a friendship that started that way. Like, we were all friends first.
Mm-hmm.
But more so friends in passing. Like, you know, you came to the Halloween party, you know, same with Sheree, same with Candace. Like, it was like, I'll see y'all once or twice a year when we would have something at the house. But it wasn't like we were super, super close. And so I think when we decided, okay, now we're going to see each other once a year. And especially when we started saying, okay, now we're going to do the trips together. And now we're going to do like the family things together and do all of that. It was like, well, we can't stay mad at each other about something when we know we're going to see them in 4 weeks. Like,
it's like, it's not even that it puts a pressure. It's like, it puts a understanding that it's like, we have valued this. That's not going away. So I mean, whether I want to deal with it or not, I'm going to have to.
I think that it creates a sense of urgency. And I will say that I think it's a good thing because we don't let the situation simmer, right? Yeah. So we don't just let our situations like, okay, I'm mad at her. I'm not talking to her. Mm-hmm. I probably won't see her for 6 months, but a lot can happen in that 6 months. Like, mm-hmm. they just both be like, you know what, forget it. But yeah. because typically we argue either in person or the night before we get together.
Yes, it's always, I swear, I swear, you would think that it's like, you know what, the moon and the heavens arise.
Because we have plans tomorrow, so we got to deal with this. But I do think that in that instance, it's good because it doesn't allow typically me and you time to, you know, to stay mad. It's like, okay, we're going to deal with this. And 9 times out of 10, you know, I'm a very passionate person. So I
have Lisa to is the most, she is the most passionate out of all of us, yes, I would say.
But once it's over, I promise it's over, and I still love y'all to death. And, you know.
Because Lisa will be the one who will be mad at me on a Friday, but willing to fight somebody on a Saturday. Like,
yeah, she, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean. So, like, two things that I always thought about, and it's just, like, when you said, like, our friendships, I promise you one of my proudest and happiest moments is still when you were not able to go to Beyonce because you were in Mexico. And, yes, and I remember Sasha was like, I have to go. And I was like, okay, fine. And you were like, oh, I like Sheree. That's right. And I was like, oh.
You know, we always sat next to each other every time.
Yes, Sasha, we did. It was, I promise you, that is one of my proudest moments where I was like, see?
Meanwhile, the person that you went with, you don't even talk to.
Look, look. But that's also, but the other thing is, like you said, it's not only is it intention, but it's also like, we also make it a point that we're not going to like let something, it always makes me laugh because I'm like, why the hell? Okay, we arguing. Okay, but we still meeting up, right? We still meeting up. Like, well, this is that
you have to understand your friends, right? Like, I know that Lisa is the most passionate out of all of us. And I know that Candace will be the one to not say something if something bothers her. She's more likely to keep it in. Sheree, you don't give a fuck about most things. You're just like, whatever. And me, I'm the one that's oblivious to everything.
Like, you don't know. I just be like, I see it. And I'd be like, so, okay.
Me who gets into it with everybody because I'm like, hey, girl, listen.
But you're the vocal one, okay, and that's fine.
That's not okay. But honestly, I don't know if y'all would, but I would expect y'all to do the same to me.
And that's the way that I am. So if there was something that truly stirred me, like stirred me, and actually, Sasha, I will say that you are the same way. When something pisses you off, you do speak up about it. Whether
there's just very little that actually makes me upset.
Like, you do speak up about it. It's just that also, that's the other thing, is that you, when you get, when you speak up about it, I'm like, oh, no, no, you ain't.
I only have two levels. And I try not to, the only person I really get like that with is my husband, because he's the only one who really could take me there. I think my friendships, I think because in my, like, for me.
I done seen your friends, we done seen your friendships take you there. Right, Lisa? Yeah, we done seen some friendships take you there.
That's when my friends change their personalities, because I think, like, I expect my friends to be who they are. And like, Lisa's always been the same person I've known for the 10 plus years I've known her. You've always been the same person. Yeah. Like, your reactions to things, the way you feel about things, the way that you, like, you speak about things, it hasn't changed. And when it does change and all of a sudden you acting brand new, then that's when I would probably get mad at you, because to me, I'm like, no, this isn't.
Nah.
Who is this? Because this isn't our relationship. This isn't how you came at me before. And now, and then, so, like, for me, if I get mad at you, I'm mad. Like, and I'm Miss Petty Patty and won't let shit go at all.
I was gonna say, Sasha, I don't know who's the pettiest of, I swear. Between me and Lisa? Between you and Lisa, it's,
I'm not petty.
No, I don't think you petty, but you, no, hold up.
Very direct. Like,
you're not petty, but you are like planned out. You are planned out in terms of, you'll be like, I'm
good. Okay, now I will say it's petty sometimes when I get angry and I storm away.
Like, I'm driving my own car. Those things where you're like, you'll plan for the worst scenario or the most dramatic scenario. But she's petty.
Dramatic exit.
No, but Sasha is petty. Sasha is hold a grudge petty, where I'm like, God damn, you just not going, okay. And I'm the person who literally, after I say what I need to say, I'm done.
But it goes back to, for me, it goes back to what like Lisa was saying, is the value you place on your friendships. Because if, mm-hmm. if for me, if I feel devalued by my friend who I'm supposed to be so close with, and now all of a sudden you treat me a certain way, then I'm going to act accordingly. Like I will, I'm the type of person who will like every message in a group chat except for yours, because I want you to know that I'm excluding you.
Like,
on
I
purpose.
Want you to know I actively saw your message. I will name every other person and yeah. then leave you out.
I have actually done that. And like, to me, it makes me feel no sort of way. Like, I'm just like, well, this person has told me I'm no longer important to them, so I'm gonna treat them that way. And I think to like with y'all have never made me feel that Mm-mm. my friendship to you doesn't matter. And so
yeah.
it would take a lot for me. Like, I honestly don't know if I could do that to any of y'all, because I don't see y'all treating me that
like,
way.
What? No, we'd be like, that's not happening. But I think that on that note, the thing that you said, it, the valuing of relationships. So in these circles that we have, and like we said, Sasha, we know that your circle is smaller, but me and Lisa's circle is bigger. And even Candace has had her circle where we've had to figure out friendships and the changing friendships. The intention that we set means that we are not missing stuff. I've had my biggest conflicts with my other friends have always come around the fact that we don't meet, we want to, but we don't. And then they're like, I mean, but you already got your people. So, and I'm like,
oh, they just
sorry. And I was just like, I'm sorry. Like, have we not been friends for all my fucking life? Like, we're not going to act like that's not a thing.
I do think the fact that we do see each other once a month and, you know, we're intentional. Like I said, we're mm-hmm. intentional about our friendships. Like,
yeah.
because it, honestly speaking, between our wine nights, you know, it's not like our group chat be popping. Like, we, you know, we might pop in the group chat every now and then or
celebrate some success. Hey, you know, this person got on my nerves.
Oh, we got to put in our praise report.
Yeah. Or like, you know,
one, because I get to see each of you like on our own.
Yeah,
because
you do our hair.
I'm gonna say.
So everybody's coming to the salon, so I get to see everybody and I get to have my one-on-one time with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and you two obviously do the podcast. I mean, I guess we all have our like individual.
Well, because you and Candace have both of your daughters.
And I have yep. girls. But I do think as a collective, we have been like we keep saying, very intentional. But I also think it's a variety. I think that we don't get bored in our friendships and start drama and start shit is because we always have something new to do. We
yeah.
go on a vacation. You know, we do things with just us. We do stuff with the kids. We do stuff with our husbands. You know, we just do different things, you know, whether we're going to, you know, somewhere for brunch or somewhere mm-hmm. for dinner or...
We go on trips and realize that we could travel together, and that's not a big issue. Which
apparently
when you
I didn't realize this because I don't.
When you add money into like friendships, oh my gosh, money and traveling into friendships can explode.
I mean, luckily, but we have been very fortunate to yeah. have found a really good groove, because we don't argue about the things that mm-hmm. most people in friendships will argue about. Yeah. We don't argue about money. We don't no. argue about like where we're going. No. Like, we argue about stuff like that. We argue about other things.
Even the things that like when we go on trips and we now have permanent assigned bed partners.
And it happens so organically.
Just to let you know, no it doesn't work for Sasha, but she's fine. She'll be okay. She's fine.
No backsies.
Okay. It's no backsies and she's fine. It's okay. Don't feel bad for her. She
but
she is
I
my
also
permanent
think...
bed partner and I sleep wild and she just needs to learn to punch me. And I told her this, but she has not gathered the courage to punch me. She will be fine.
I think though, like our personalities in the group make yeah. it so that though, like we, I think all of us always have in any situation, one other person to like bounce something off at any given time.
Yeah.
So we have like that person, like if Lisa's like, oh, I'm not coming to wine night, Candace going to be the first one to tell her to be like, yeah, you are. Get it together. We'll talk about it then.
Like, no, like when Sasha is like oblivious and I'm like, hey, so you're now what's going on? Let's talk about this. Let me help you understand what's going on. And you're like, huh? I'm like,
but
yeah.
I think that's another reason why we work and why things will, prayerfully, but I don't foresee it happening, things will never get too out of hand because we do mm-hmm. have that other person, whoever, you know, it is kind of
yeah.
saying, hey. But
I also think it comes down to a level of respect, right? Mm-hmm. Because we respect each other as people and in our friendships. So even when we do disagree or we're mad at each other or upset about something, we're never going to say something out of pocket
that we can't take back
because we don't want to, like, and I think that's the difference between, like, relationships and, like, friendships. Like, you know, you can say whatever to yourself.
You can step out of pocket with your husband.
You know, the exact button to push.
You shouldn't. We'll say you shouldn't, however.
But you know what to push and, like, you know, that because that person, like, they can't go nowhere. Like, they're going to be there in the morning when you roll over. But with your friendships, like, sometimes if you say that wrong thing in the heat of the moment that maybe you didn't mean to say and it just came out because you were just reacting, y'all ain't going to be friends no more because you took it to a level it didn't need to go to. And so I think we have enough respect for each other where, you know, regardless of whatever we're feeling in that moment, we'll just be like, okay, it's not that serious. Or if it is that serious, I'm going to take, like, a break and collect myself.
This is dumb.
Yeah, it's like, but I think that in every situation, that is a very important thing. Respect is a big thing because I can't recall a time where we've said something like disrespectful. No, or we also fair. Will say, and also we say, like, we're honest. Like, we don't, it's not like we are, like, superficial and surface. And I think that's another thing about friendships, especially female friendships.
And
it's
like,
you're superficial and y'all are like, y'all can talk about everything.
Honest and being hurtful. Like, you can say something in a way that gets your point across and, you know, this is how I feel. This is what, it made me feel this versus
without,
like,
being
like,
just
a bitch.
We are like, whoa, like none of us have like crossed those lines where we're like,
you know, you're not speaking facts at that point. You're mad. So you're just spewing out these, you know,
it's like all of it. Yes. And I think that was also where that's where female friendships, when you think about every reality TV show and all this, you know, you have all these fake friends and all of these frenemies and all that. That's like all the rage. And so I feel like everyone's growing up to see, like, oh, that's what I want. I'm like, no, that's not okay. Like, no, I don't need to go. I don't personally need to. If I'm going to dinner with you, I don't want to end with, like, throwing a drink and jumping across the table.
It's too stressful.
If it happens,
the fact that when we get together, we can always relax. I mean, like, literally kick off your shoes, relax, party on down. Like, you know, it's just not, you know, we don't have to go and, you know, sit up extra straight or be extra shady or try to listen out on their friends, you know, comments on the
side. You know, be perfect.
And I think
if you have to act a way that's not yourself around your friends, then that should tell you something about your relationship with your friends.
If you're worried about your friends talking about you behind your back, that's not your friends. Then, like, that's the other thing. We don't have, like, it's never been a time where we feel like, even if we talk to each other and other, like, we have side conversations, there's never anything is said that would not be spoken directly. And I think that's important that a lot of people don't understand. It's not like you can have side conversations where you're like, I'm trying to gather how I feel, but that doesn't mean that you say it at that moment, but you will address it as opposed to talking shit behind each other's back.
Right. Because I'm never like, you know what? F Sasha. B, I don't like her. Like, it's never that. It's just,
you know,
like,
you say bitch on here, right? We curse. I know. I'm just saying, we curse.
But she loves me so much, she's not even going to say it.
She can't even say it. That's the strength of Stokely's godmommy.
Don't get it twisted. Like, we could all shade with the best of them, okay? Like, all of us. You know, the three of us and Candace included, like, we could really say some shit if we wanted to that would really be like, ooh, she really went there. But we just wouldn't.
Because you shouldn't have friendships that cause you stress. Like, if you are living in that
point? What is the point of a friendship that's too much work or that's just too stressful? Like, it's not enjoyable. And when you get together with your friends, you know, like, I know we started Wine Night because we wanted to get away from our husbands.
And yes.
And, you know, if we had
we had just, all three of us had just had children.
Right. And, you know, if we wanted to bring the kids with us, it's like, okay, well, they all have each other. And then we have each other. But we don't need any extra addition. And even when we're in the midst of an argument, it's still not stressful. Like,
yeah, it's like, it's not stressful. It's like, it's tense in terms of like any argument or disagreement is not comfortable. It's uncomfortable, but it's not stressful. Right. But every like disagreements and conflicts are that.
Yeah, but it's uncomfortable, but it's not stressful.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like, oh my God, I never. So I think of, I never want to do something that is completely uncomfortable. Something that's uncomfortable, I don't want to do that shit again. Yeah, like, and if I can avoid it, I will. I'm an avoidant person. So like, if something gets too much, I'll be like, all right, I'm out. Like, I'm the, I'm out person.
I try to avoid things, but sometimes I'm like, because for me, it's like, it might sound kind of crazy to say, but like that transfer of energy, like I'm sitting over here fuming and you over there blowing up balloons, Sasha. So,
like, and it's like, you gotta share some of
the feeling. Like, I don't
know. And then you got me who I'm just like, so when is this going to happen? So
take some of this.
And I think that that's the thing. It's like, even when we like are addressing a conflict, that's the other thing, is how you address a conflict does matter. Because never have we addressed a conflict in a like aggressive ass, like, you know what, let me tell you one thing. And it's like, hold on. Because I think all of us do have similarities in that personality where we're like, hold on now.
That goes back to like the first thing that Lisa said, though, is like, it's not about reacting in the moment. Because whenever she has been upset with me, she sat in that feeling for a while to make sure she felt that way and to understand her feelings and to not react in a way that, you know, wasn't how she really felt. Because there would be a difference if she just came out immediately and, you know, she was hurt in that moment, like you said, emotionally. And mm-hmm. now you act in some way, whereas, okay, now I know, like, we're going to go there. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Think about what I'm going to say.
Like, if you react in the moment, you're not going to get your valid point across. You know,
yeah,
I could always call you and yell and scream and be, this is stupid, or, you know, whatever, but you still wouldn't understand. So then I just take a step back, might ask a few people's opinions. Okay, well, mm-hmm. situation. You know, and just to kind of get a clear head. So that way you can go to the situation with facts. Like, hey, this is what happened. This is how it made me feel. This is what I would like for you to understand. And then we go from there, you know, and I think it solves a lot of problems.
Well, and that's the maturity.
It keeps it from escalating to something a whole lot bigger and just, you know.
And I think the way you framed it is important. It's like, this is how it made me feel. This is what I would like to see happen. Not so much, because I think, you know, you become defensive when it's like, you did this, you said this.
Right. And this is what you need to do. Right. Like, yeah. This is what, like, you're like, hold on now, wait a second. But you also leave in the part of saying
yourself, right?
Well, no, but even saying
this, you know, and once you have gathered all of your facts based on you, the person, you know, then you can go to the other person and say, hey, listen, this is how I processed what the situation was. This is you know, what you said to me. This is how I processed it. This is how it made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people are like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? Well, this is how I would like for you to understand. Take, you know, deal with it however you feel, you know, process it however you want to, but just so you know, this is
like, this is what you do makes me,
like,
feel this way.
What you did made me feel this way. And also,
I can then at some point I say, like, I did not realize that that's how it made you feel. Like, it didn't occur to me that that could happen. And then, you know, you're understanding on a different level. For me personally, like, what I say and how I say it and the way that I say things or go about things, like, I need to be more mindful of that because people will take it a certain way. And so, you know, and we don't like to think, you know, a lot of times I think when we get older, we're just like, especially with our friends, you know, they're going to like me or they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you meet someone new, either you vibe or you don't. And yeah, like, if they definitely. Like are like, oh, I don't know how I feel about you, I don't care.
Yeah, but I think like when you've invested so much into a friendship, you really need to take a step back and do look at yourself and say, okay, yeah, if I'm making my friend
you be a fucked up individual, and your friends are gonna start yes. to hate you.
Yeah. Ooh, do you know, I read this, I saw a meme today that said, I'm working on me because sometimes I'm the problem. And I was just like, ooh,
that's ooh. Real. That is real. And that's called growth, because I can say, no, honestly, I can say that I have been a problem in different situations, you know, and it could be my response to things. So taking a step back and looking at it from all as many points of view as possible, mm-hmm. it definitely helps the situation.
No, and you said it, like when you said taking another inventory is really important, because you can have a feeling and someone else can be like, I mean, like, it doesn't invalidate. And the thing is also, I think another thing that we've talked about is we don't invalidate another person's experience. So if you were to be like Lisa, you're like, I'm upset, or this made me feel some type of way. And like, as y'all have been saying, like if Sasha was to be like, or if I was to be like, okay. Or else Candace was like, yeah, I mean, what you want me to do about that? Like right. that like completely invalidates like, oh, so y'all just, so just fuck what I feel. Cool.
You don't care about my feelings.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And then that goes into
do with it what you may. If I feel like you don't care about my feelings, or you didn't, and I'm not saying that every situation involves a, oh my God, I'm so sorry you felt that way. Because sometimes it can be a, girl, you tripping. Yeah.
Not that
your feelings are invalid, but
or else like, girl, stop. Okay. Right. And sometimes stop. I promise you, stop is my favorite phrase. Stop.
So, you know, it all depends. It just, like I said, I think it goes back to my first point is, how do you feel about that friend and that situation and that relationship? Does it matter? Because if, you know, every time your friend comes to you like, hey, you made me feel, and you're just like, all right, okay, my bad.
Then you don't care. That person's not your friend.
They're not. Then it's like, what are you pouring your heart out to them for? It's clearly not the same.
Yeah, because you should care about your friends. You should care about your friends' feelings, especially if you are hurting them. Like, you should try to do better. Like, because sometimes
don't be that person's friend, and then just.
Yeah, like if you find yourself no longer giving a fuck about that person's feelings, then that just means that you just need to let that friend go.
And I mean, and that does happen you're like, I've had friends who have had so many things going on with them where I was just like, oh, you draining. I'm going to make that point. Yeah, like where I'm just be like, oh my God. Like Facebook snooze has been my favorite thing. Oh my God, I will snooze you in a moment. I'll be like, you know what?
Your energy.
Yes.
If they drain your energy, if they take you out of your character, if you find yourself dreading being around this person, if you feel like if when you're around this person, you don't like yourself, like you're doing things that you normally wouldn't do, or you're acting a way you normally wouldn't act, or like you feel like you have to be a certain way to be around that person, you need to reevaluate that friendship. Because
I always say, like, if you have a call, like if you get a call or you text, you know how we see this call. I don't know if anyone else sees like messages before, but I don't have the messages show up. So if I see a name or I see someone pop up on my list, what's the feeling that I get? Do I be like, all right, let me open it? That tells you something. Pause in that moment. Like, do you be like, when you open it, do you be like, all right, what is this? Or do you be like, hey, what's going on? Like everything. If you have a pause or a hesitation, examine it.
I'll deal with them
like,
later.
Nah, I can't. Like I've also had friends where I've had to like just know them. I've had to no button them a few times just because I'm like, not right now. I mean, it's like, I love you to death, but sweetie, not right now.
Real. That not right now, that is a move.
Because not right now don't mean no.
Like, not, I just can't. I just, whatever drama you coming with, or
like, I know that you don't want nothing, or I know that it ain't really okay.
Draining, or you just talking about something that I don't feel like dealing with right now. Not right now.
Like, not today. And I might call you back and be like, hey, how you doing?
I feel like being bothered. Sometimes you just
like, yeah, it's just like I was just doing something
to deal with it.
Yeah. Everybody has a season and a time. At the very
least. Yeah, I hope at the very least that Lisa has been able to shed some light on how to deal with friend conflict. She didn't think she could, but I think that
just saying, can we all like in the comments of this, like understand that she was great to talk about this conflict stuff and dropping gems.
And make sure that you check her out. It's Cosmo Crush on Instagram. She literally does everybody in the group's hair.
Yes.
All three of us.
Yes.
And she
and family. Like she just grows. It's like a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I forgot to tell you, because Richard definitely asked me the other day, what did Lisa say about Stokely's hair?
So. Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm going to come over with my shears. And
you just got to come over the house at bedtime, like you said.
I know. I don't know how that's going to happen. But we want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having
me. We love you so much.
Yes, we do. We love you.
Finally. Love you, baby. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So make sure, let us know in the comments, because I'm sure there's a conversation going on Instagram right now of how you deal with conflicts or in your friend circle. And, you know, have you lost friends? Mm-hmm. Have you, you know, decided that friends just weren't worth it anymore? And how have your relationship with your friends changed over time? We would love to hear about all of that. You can also email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com and let us know. Make sure that you follow the podcast, like, rate, and review us. We are available on all the major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all of that good stuff. The rating and the reviewing is the important part because that's how people find us and it helps others see our show. And we just love to like build this community. Of course, you can always join our Sip Squad on Patreon. It's where you get all sorts of behind the scenes stuff going on. You get to see our faces. You'll get to see what Lisa looks like because this episode will be available on Patreon only. She's in her shop, so you can see how awesome her shop is. You can find that at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. And as always, have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye, y'all.